Okay, our learning should be in Tzchus Rufur Shalema, Daniel Ben Fruma. I was thinking maybe we should start with Misha Nichnas Adam Marba Ben Simcha, but maybe we'll push off the Nigin for Memi for next week.
Let's do the Rufur Shalema and talk about how we should learn for people.
First one for Daniel Ben Fruma and for Pesach Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, so there's a lot to say tonight. I don't know exactly how everything is going to connect, but Hashem threw a lot of Chassidusha, very interesting Parsha insights that I would love to share. Just start off, you know, first a 1 or 2 minute vort. Moshe, you know, finally, Mishpatim, we know, usually we think Yisro is Matan Torah, but Mishpatim is also Matan Torah. Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klai Yisro still at Har Sinai. So what happens? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Alay ha-hara ve-yeshem, you should go up the mountain, you should be there. Ask the Moshe to Rabbi, my Rabbi Moshe T. Weimer quoted this a couple years back. Alay ha-hara ve-yeshem, you should go up the mountain and be there. What's the question? If you go up the mountain, you'll be there. So at the end of the day, Moshe's Rabbi says, "Why? What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu? You should go up the mountain and you should be there." Says the Diri, so such an unbelievable vort. And he quotes his grandfather, I think Rabbi Chazkel of Kushman. He says, you know, sometimes someone can be physically somewhere, but mentally, they're in a completely different place.
Yes.
What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Moshe, right now there's a lot happening. There's a lot of ish, there's a lot of thunder, there's a lot of lightning, Matan Torah is huge. But I want you to be here. Don't just physically be here, be here mentally, be here spiritually. Right? Sometimes we know all this too well. Happens to me all the time in davening. You know, davening Shemona Esrei, you know, you bow the first bracha, next thing you know, you're at Sim Shalom. But where did I just go?
Yeah.
Right? So says the Moshe to Rebbe, you want to know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you? Telling Moshe, Allah Eilai Ha'ara, go up the mountain. But you should be there. Be there physically. And he even quotes the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. Meaning, I always talk to one of my dearest chaverim in Eretz Yisrael. He's a Rebbe in Shalvim, Abedana Yibel. Before I ever leave Eretz Yisrael, he always says, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. Meaning, I could be physically in Boca Raton right now, it could be beautiful weather, but if I'm thinking, if I really put myself in front of the Kotel, which I should be, specifically every single time I daven, the Gemara in Brachos tells, what should you try to be focusing on when you're davening? You should have your lev. Your heart should be directed to Yerushalayim. If I'm thinking of Yerushalayim, if I'm thinking of Tzfat, says the Baal Shem Tov, it's as if I'm in Tzfat. It's as if I'm in Yerushalayim. It's a very deep concept. Close your eyes, and it could be the opposite too. You could be standing at the Kotel, and where could you be? You could be in Boca Raton.
Yeah.
You could be standing at the Holy of Holies, the entire world, and you could be across the ocean. I think it's a very, very powerful message. Sometimes a person, you could put yourself in such a spiritually great place, you know, you're there from Arv. You're running to the minion. But what happens? You're mentally not there. I think it's a tremendous lesson. We have to physically be places, but also, more importantly, we have to be there, be present, be mental. And sometimes when you have this little gadget machine, what happens? It's always going off. It's something that takes us out of it. So it's something that we should try to be aware of. Just to say a quick story. I think they say for the Kedushas Levi, or Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, Talmud of the Magid, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, he once went over to a guy after Shemona Esrei, after davening, and he said, "Welcome back." So Rebbe, no, I've been here for a few days already.
Yeah.
He said, "No, welcome back from Leipzig." He said, "Rebbe, I've never been to Leipzig before." He said, "No. In your Shemona Esrei, you were thinking about the fair in Leipzig. You were thinking about the business deal in Leipzig." The Kaddishus Levi was able to look at the guy and say, "You weren't thinking of Berditchev right now. You weren't thinking of it to be in davening. You were thinking about your parnasa. Wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are." Going a little forward now, a little backwards in the Parsha talks about a lot of people stealing. Ki ignov ish, right? Different punishments, what happens when they steal, and have it every this and that. Simcha banim, and then we're going to get to the main piece, as Akiva said last week, maybe we should go back to just reading something inside, but I saw this vort, and I really wanted to share. Simcha banim says, there are three things you could learn from a ganav. There are three things you could learn from someone who steals. And he says like this, The stealer, what's one mida that he doesn't have? He's not lazy.
Yeah.
He's not lazy. He's doing.
Yeah.
He's going that day. He's going at night. He's going in the cold. He's going in the warm. He even goes in the rain.
Yeah.
The second thing you could learn from a stealer, from a ganav, is even if he messes up once, he gets caught. What happens? He's not going to give up and try again. He's going to try again. He might get thrown into jail. But we all know, you know, you watch a Law and Order episode, you see the news. Usually, once a stealer, always a stealer. You know, it's hard to get those desires out. So, Ganav, what? Reish Lakish. Ah, Reish Lakish was able to be able to use it for tshuva. Okay, very good. Reish Lakish used it. He used all of his power to come to Torah, which you're actually going to be. Rav Simcha Banim says, how do we apply this to Torah? Very good, Akiva. You're mechamen to Rav Simcha Banim. So he said the second midah a person can learn from a stealer is that even if they, you know, they get caught once, they still go back at it.
Yeah.
The third thing you said you could learn from a stealer is that eino monea atzma migneva afil adover she'eino yokar kol kach. What does he mean? And if it's just $5, he doesn't say it's just $5. Okay, but the big deals are good. $5 million, $5 grand are good. But if he knows that he could get away with $20 or $100, he goes after it. So three things you learn from a stealer. He's not lazy. Even if he messes up, he goes back at it again.
Yeah.
And he even goes for the little things. How does a Jew apply this message, right? The whole Torah is not just something that it's a history book, it's a history lesson. It's something how we apply it to our own lives. Simcha Banim says an amazing idea. He says, we can apply all these three ideas to be able to learning Torah and growing in Avodas Hashem. The first one is that what does it mean that a person that the stealer is not lazy? We have to steal time. We have to set up time. We're able to learn Torah. That I know that I have to on a Sunday mincha is early. I have to make sure that wherever I'm going, I want to make sure I'm going to have mincha. You have to have. Not, you can't. We can't be lazy when it comes to Avodas Hashem, right? Sometimes, personally, one of my flaws is that I happen to be lazy. Right? And I know the days that I'm lazy, I feel horrible. I'm not spiritually growing. But the days that I'm doing things, the days that I'm moving and I'm doing, I feel so much more better about myself. The second thing, how do we apply it to about never giving up? Then even if a few days go by and I don't learn, or if I don't daven, what does the Yitzhar Hara tell me to do? Yitzhar Hara just, hey, you didn't daven Sunday, you didn't daven Monday. You think Hashem wants to hear your tefillah today? The opposite. Even if we messed up, like the Ganav, right? The Ganav doesn't say, "Oh, I messed up yesterday, last week's deal. I'm not going to try again." No. The Ganav tries again. So too in our own lives. If we mess up with a certain person, we mess up in davening, we mess up in learning, we mess up here, mess up there, we can never have Yeish, right? We know we're getting to the days of Purim. The Kanmonim write that Amalek is the number one enemy of Haman. Amalek tries to make us feel bad about ourselves. Amalek makes us doubt ourselves. Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. 240. So we can never give up. We can never give up at going against the Yitzhar. And finally, the third thing. What does it mean that he goes after the Ganav goes after every little bit of money or cash or jewelry, whatever you can, even in the smallest detail? There's a person. Sometimes they say, you know, I only have 5 minutes to learn. I can't go to the shir tonight, so I'm not even going to learn for 5 minutes. If we looked at every opportunity as money, as dollars in the bank, just like the sealer would, our lives would be a lot different. If we looked at every opportunity, when I go to school today, when I go to the office, when I go to the hospital, today's a new day, and I'm able to grab as many mitzvahs as I can. If we actually look at mitzvahs like that, a person will be able to live their lives in a completely different way. And the Gra and Rabbi Nachman say that this is exactly what the Gemara says in Shabbos. We know Hashem's going to ask us 6 questions at the day of our death, when we get up to Shemayim. You know, the famous Gemara says that. One of the things the Gemara says, he's going to ask us, in Kavata Itam Torah, did you set aside time for Torah? The Pashup Shad is that you set aside time every single day to be able to learn Torah. And I showed this to your father a couple of months ago when I came for Shabbos. Rabbi Nachman writes, I believe in one of the last Torahs in Likutei Maran in Sefer Alpha, and Sefer Ol Arya quotes the Gra. Kavata doesn't only mean set up. Kavata eats in the Torah. It doesn't mean set up time. Kavata, he proves it from a pasuk. He proves it from a pasuk in Malachi, but Rabbi Nachman quotes it from a pasuk in Tehillim. Kavata could also mean a lashon of gezel, of steal time. Did you steal time from me, Hashem says? Did you steal time when you had a minute here or a minute there? You saw your friend who wasn't in school today. Did you send him a text message to see how he's doing? You heard about someone's grandparent who's sick or who passed away. You send him a text, even if it might be awkward. Did you steal time? Did you steal opportunities for me, says Hashem. Kavata itim Torah. Did you set aside time? Did you steal time from me? They say a great story of a great rabbi. I forgot who it was. Maybe the Maggid of Yerushalayim, I'm not sure. What happened was every month he would make a siyum on Shas. Not bad. No, not bad. Or not, is it Shas? Maybe Shas Mishnayos.
Yeah.
Think of Shas Mishnayos, not Shas. Okay, Shas Mishnayos, still not bad, right?
Yes.
So what happened? The second week went by, and he told his family, I'm making another siyum. So they said, no, Rebbe, Daddy, it's in 2 weeks. He said, no, this siyum is different than all other siyums. I mean, every month I make a siyum on Shnayos, but this siyum, I'm making up. The siyum is all the time that I had to wait at a wedding, right? I had to wait at a hospital, I had to wait here, I had to wait there. This is the siyum for my waiting time. Meaning, a Jew, sometimes we wait at red lights. Okay, I'm not saying to learn at red lights. But, you know, whenever you're waiting, it happens to me all the time at weddings or bar mitzvahs, this and that. You take out a sefer, you take out a mission, you know how much time you could do? So it says the Rebbe, you don't want to know what's different here? This siyum was for all the past 10 years where every single time I had to wait. And he took this lesson of Kivat Itim Torah. So three things you can learn from a Ganav. One, he's never lazy. We can't be lazy in our Avodas Hashem. Sometimes we're going to be. But says the Ganav, he doesn't give up if he messes up. The second thing, he never gives up. You have to go back at it. You can never give up on ourselves. And finally, the third idea is we have to try to grab every opportunity we have, just like that rabbi did who had to wait every single minute. I'm not sure yet how to connect it to the first idea, but let's get to the Rebbe Elimelech, and then maybe we'll see if we can be able to connect it again. So if you look inside, Rebbe Elimelech, this is right, he writes this on Kisisa. You know the Shabbos is also Shabbos Shkolim. Shabbos Shkolim, we read the Shabbos before Chodesh Adar. Right, and Moshe Rabbeinu famously counts every Jew in Klai Yisrael with a half a shekel. So this famous idea is brought down by Rabbeinu Bechaya and also by the Alshech. Why is it that everyone's just a half a shekel? So they say a famous idea. I'm sure you guys know the famous idea that every Jew is a half a shekel, and once you connect it to another Jew, then you're a full shekel. Says Rabbi Mach, an amazing idea. If you look at the Pasuk says that it doesn't have it over here, but I'll read it from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tesvav, Ha'ashir lo yarba, the hadal lo yamit. Someone who's rich should not give more than a half a shekel, and someone who's poor should not give less than a half a shekel. So Rabbi Elimelech wants us to be able to look at this pasuk and give us a derech in avodas Hashem. I'll share the idea outside with you, and then we will see it inside. Ha'asher, someone who's rich. It doesn't mean someone who's only financially rich. Ha'asher could also mean someone who is doing well in their spirituality, you're doing well in your Judaism. Ha'ashir, says the Pasuk, you're doing well? Lo yarbe. What's yarbe mean? Don't get crazy. Don't get too arrogant about yourself. Because what's going to happen? You get too arrogant, or you get too complacent, it's all for nothing. And the Gemara says in Sota, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, me and the arrogant person can't live in the same world. Meaning the arrogant person can be living in the world. But Hashem says, I want to have nothing to do with you. Ha'ashir lo yarbe. You're doing well in Avodas Hashem? Don't have gaiva to think you're so great. Always be yearning to be able to grow a little more. Like we say from the Gana, from the Simcha Bonum. What's the end of the pasuk? The hadal is what I want to focus on. The hadal lo yamin. Something's going wrong in your life. You did something wrong. You said this, and you keep on doing something wrong. You did something wrong for a very long time. Lo yamin. Don't put yourself down. Don't lessen yourself. Don't put yourself and tell that, look who I am. That's the exact message from Simcha Bonum. Right? The Gana gets caught. What does he do? Now we're connecting it. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you to everyone. What does the Ganav say? The Ganav doesn't give up. The Ganav keeps on going. He keeps on going through whatever all the punches it has to. That's exactly what Rebbe Elimelech says. Vahadal. Something's going wrong in your life. Lo yami. Let's see it inside over here. If you go around six lines up from the bottom, six lines up, it says here, Perish. See where we're Perish? Seven lines up, Perish. Perish. Gan imba madrigas ashir. Even if you're on the level of richness, you're so happy with what you've gained. You're a great doctor. You're a great rabbi. You're a great lawyer. You go to Daf Yomi. Afal Pikin, says Rebbe Elimelech, lo yarbe. Don't be too haughty. Don't think you're so great. What's the lomar? Lo yachzik atzma madrigay serah gadola. Raksha inu elam mechza. Always just look at yourself as a half. You constantly want to grow. I'm not saying you shouldn't be proud. You should be happy with what you've done. And you know, the Yetzirah sometimes wants to say, maybe even sometimes do the opposite. Oh, you think you're great? You're nothing. Keep on going. No. This is talking about someone who's too complacent. Says Rabbi Malach, no, you have to, that person needs chizik, that he has to be happy, but that the happiness should only be sameach, but that should only propel you to do more. This is what the second shot. The hadal lo yamit. Someone who's poor. Don't lessen yourself. What does that mean? Perish. Hadal b'mitzvos. Two lines up from the bottom. Hadal b'mitzvos. If you're poor in your mitzvos, afal pikin, lo yisyayish atzmo chalila. Don't ever give up on yourself. As we said before, a malik wants us to give up on ourselves, to doubt ourselves. Shovav b'derach libo, and to think, and feel bad for yourself, and to throw yourself onto the way. Was Rebbe Elimelech ends off. El afal pikin, yashuv la'Hashem la'seis trumas Hashem. You should constantly be able to try to fight back against the Yitzhar and fight back to be able to come close to Kadosh Baruch. One of the things that we didn't talk about this man a little bit, just to be able to end off a little bit. We know this time is called Shovavim. Shovavim is the famous idea that's brought down by the Arizal and also Tamid Baal Shem Tov. Shovavim is a tremendous time of tikkun, a tremendous time of fixing. Shovavim stands for the first six letters of the six parshas in Shmos. Shemos Erebo B'Shach Yisroel Mishpatim. 6 weeks. You see the acronym? Shemos is a Shin, Vav, Erebo B'Shach Yisroel Mishpatim. So Mishpatim and ends off this tremendous time. It's brought down by the Karmonim. Specifically, I got this pamphlet. If you go to YU, sometimes you'll meet a lot of interesting fellows. So I tend to gravitate to more of the Hasidim who come to YU. And Baruch Hashem, a breastover came to YU. And if you're in YU now, I think you would probably know who this is. It's basically this guy. The guy runs around YU giving out these breastover pamphlets, and he screams out your name, Tzadik, Tzadik, don't run away. So me and my wife, whenever we want to get a good joke, we always say, Tzadik, Tzadik, don't run away. Like he has that's his catchphrase. He's an unbelievable, tremendous Tzadik. Literally, he even once came over to us in Carlos and Gabby's, and gave my sister a pamphlet. It was very chashuv. He's a very so. He gave me one of these. So Reb Nosson writes, and he quotes from Nachman, a tremendous time of Shovim. What happens when a person sins? And specifically, Shovim is the time of a person trying to fix things of Bris Mila, things of using the Bris Mila, or using our eyes and things that shouldn't have worked on. And the Kamonim say, this is a special time that we have throughout the whole year, that it might be hard to do tshuva, but this is the time we're able to do tshuva. This is the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an extra strength. Says Rabbi Nachman, Hey Musugalim, the socket is kolachatam. These days have the ability to fix everything, all our sins. Ubeprap begam abris hotzazer alteler for spilling the seed out of waste. Specifically, says Rabbi Nachman, these are the times when a Kadosh Baruch gives us tremendous, tremendous siyata shmaya, and a Jew can never give up. Im adam iskar velatzadik tzadik emes, and then he gives us a little hint. You want to know how to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Connect yourself with tzadikim. Connect yourselves with talmidei chachamim. If you connect yourself to the tzaddik, says Rabbi Nachman, or says Rabbi Nosson, who yachal nesachin is a kol, then you're able to fix everything. I'll be honest with you. My Rebbe, or the tzaddik that I have in my life, his name is Rabbi Moshe Weinberger. I've spoken a little bit about him over the past few years in Shir. For me, he's someone that I connect to very much. When I listen to a Shir, I literally feel like he gets me. He just gets it. He gets what we're living through. And as the times that I've personally spoken to him one-on-one, He's brought out the tzaddik that I see in myself. I'm not a tzaddik at all. But every Jew has a tzaddik within them. A true tzaddik is someone who's able to give tremendous chizik, tremendous encouragement, and to not focus on the averus. And sometimes, when I've spoken to him about hard times that I've had in my life, or specifically in times, personal times that he's spoken about in his life, he says the main thing is to never give up. The main thing is to learn from your past and to just look forward. When a person has a role model in his life, like a tzaddik, it says like Rabbi Nasser, a person is able to go forward and be able to strive forward, to be able to go forward, just to be able to close before we get to the Maisa, just to be able to put it all together. So we saw the idea of the Rabbi in Mashutz. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Alay, Alay, Ahara, Vayeshav, should go up the mountain, you should be there. What does it mean to should go up the mountain? If you're there, of course you're there. What does it mean you should go up the mountain, you'll be there? No, when you're physically there, it doesn't always mean you'll be mentally and spiritually there. When you're going to be there, be at the shir, be at the davening, be with your wife. I know I was talking to my wife earlier tonight. She told me something, and I completely was on my phone, and I was like a complete downhill from there. It was the whole thing. Like I know when you're talking to your wife, make sure your phone's away. At the end of the day, that's number one thing. Rav Simcha Bano told us 3 things we can learn from a ganav. The first thing we can learn is not to be lazy. When it comes after opportunities, be able to go out to the shir like you guys. It's very easy to be able to go back to the NBA games, back from the All-Star game, to watch the Knicks lose their 11th game in a row, whatever, after not doing anything on the Pelicans-Houston. No, big game. Pelicans-Houston. Pelicans. Right? I mean, not to get lazy. Oh, DeMarcus Cousins. There you go. Hush. Right? And to be able to take every opportunity. He doesn't give up, says Rav Simcha Bonim. He goes for everything, even if he messes up. And finally, the third thing is that even if something's so small, a person has to be able to go forward, be able to get at everything. And I think this connects everything to Rabbi Melech. Rabbi Melech takes Rav Simcha Bonim and takes it to the next level. Sometimes a person can be doing well, and you get complacent. Rabbi Melech says, don't get complacent. Be happy, but that should only propel you to go forward. Only propel you to be able to do more. The Hadal, but if you're not doing well, you know what the avod is? Lo yami. Don't lessen yourself. Be mechazik yourself, like we said from Vamir. Don't look at your past. Learn from your past, but go forward. If you go forward, if you look towards the future, then a person is able to do everything. That's what Rabbi Nosson says. Rabbi Nosson says that this is that's the time when Shovim is. Shovim is the time we're able to fix all the things that we've done wrong, and we have a tremendous time. You know, we only have 2 days left, 48 hours, you know, to daven to Hashem. Just to say one mice. I think I mentioned this story before, but Chazar sometimes is sometimes good. The Klausenberger Rebbe, after the war, it was the first Yom Kippur after the Holocaust in the camps, in the DP camps. So what happened was, so I'd say that's 1946, 45, 46.
Yeah.
So what happened was that it was Erev Yom Kippur, and he was getting ready for Yom Kippur, and suddenly he had a knock at the door at his tent or in his room, whatever. Who was it? It was a little orphan girl. I'm sure you remember. A little orphan girl. She said, Rabbi, with older, I know you're very busy, you're learning, you're davening, but before the war, my father used to always bench me before Yom Kippur, and now there's no one to bench me. So Kodemir ran over to the girl and put a napkin over her head and give her the biggest bracha in the world. 10 minutes later, Klausner Rebbe went back to learning. 10 minutes later, Klausner Rebbe gets another knock at the door, and he opens the door. And not only does he see one girl there, he sees 70 orphan girls and boys. I believe it's girls or boys, but let's say it was girls. 70 orphan girls who needed brachas themselves, who also didn't have parents. And they went to the Rebbe to be able to get a bracha from him. They were able to go into their first Yom Kippur without their parents. Klausner Rebbe was someone who was able to infuse them that even though right now their days was dal, it was dal. They didn't have families. They didn't have human being parents anymore. They saw literally choshech. They saw gehenim. But what was the kozumer there? He was there lo yamid. He's able to tell him, don't look down. Don't, you know, at the end of the day, there's no words we could describe what they went through. But what did he say? He had to be mechazik. And when he took his time, can you imagine benching 70 girls, 70 orphans? Yeah. Right? His precious time before Yom Kippur. That infused tremendous self-confidence in him and tremendous love. And that's exactly the time that we're going into. Adar, they say Adar, from the Mori Naim, he says, Adar stands for Aleph Dar. What is Aleph? Aleph first, HaKadosh Baruch, Aluf HaShalolam. Dar means to live. Going to a special time, HaKadosh Baruch, and us have tremendous closeness. But Amalek tries to make us feel down about ourselves. He tries to make us feel to have Yesh, to have Suffolk. We have to fight back and say, no, we could always come back to HaKadosh Baruch, we could always return to HaKadosh Baruch. So we take these ideas from the Rebbe of Majid, to always be present. Take these ideas from Simcha Banim, to learn from the Ganav, to not be lazy, and to take every opportunity, and be able to and to not grow and to not fall for it when we fail, and to take these ideas from Rabbi Ali Melech, that even when things are going well, to not to get too haughty, and when things aren't going well, to mechazir ourselves like the close of a Rebbe, we should be zochah as Hashem, and we should be zochah to sing Misha Nechnis Adar together next Shabbos in Yerushalayim.